Yes, oh, if you want to argue semantics, I'm going to get semantics. If you want to argue semantics, I'll get semantics wrong.
He showed up to the house, didn't say hello, didn't anything, walked into the house, started looking for shots.
But she's a victim. She's a victim for dating. No, she's a victim for dating me every week, right? Every fucking episode.
You ever had a dream and then later on you had deja vu about something you felt you dreamed about?
Yes. Or at least I think. All right. Yes.
All right. We're good. Bring it in, Boogie.
Hey guys, you're listening to the Lol Cal Live Show. As always, with me today is Tommy C. How you doing today, Tommy?
Beautiful.
And of course, we've got the ever-loving Wings of Redemption. How's Wings going right now?
Mac and Harlots and spitting rhymes.
Oh yeah, you are the rhyme spitter for sure.
Baby oil.
So I was reading feedback from the last episode, Tommy, and you might have to take back over the intros because a lot of people are saying as soon as they see me in the intro, they're like, nope. Nope, nope, nope. Every comment from the last episode was about me. So you've been the focal point of the show lately.
You were kind of the focal point, though.
Well, I just don't want to be scaring off anybody, you know. So maybe
I thought last week was our best episode. I got nothing. I got more compliments for last week's episode than any episode that we have ever done.
It was our number 1 in 10. And as Jordy pointed out, he texted me at one point this week. It's like, look, if they're hate watching, they're watching. Right, that's all that really matters, man. As long as they're enjoying the show, it's fun to hate shit.
I think they like seeing you guys in your element, and those little games we played. We got to come up with more games.
I really like that. There's one topic I wanted your opinion on right away going into the show. Keemstar moments ago posted a video to the LolCal Live Reddit to say that the live show is going to remain a live show, and we're no longer going to chop it up, edit it up, and upload it as a separate episode. There might just be some minutes out of it, or like big moments like me mowing my lawn was something they put up. What's your opinion on that, Tommy?
As long as people can see it, I'm all for it.
I think it's a members only thing now. Like the live show, if you don't catch it live, you got to be a member to see it, and he's going to take highlights.
So you got to be a member to catch the live show, and then you can watch like a greatest hit moment of it later. Is that the idea?
Yeah, like this latest episode, the Boogie versus Long got uploaded, but there's not going to be
So you're only going to see something killer for free.
And right. I'm hoping members will get to still see the full unedited version up under the member section as well.
Where's the Chud Lodge? We can get that up. That really.
Yeah, I just talked really to Tupa about that a minute ago, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know what takes Tupa. So I don't know if Tupa's doing double duty, like he's also working on the alien bullshit. Something, but he said he's uploading the Chud Logic thing while we're recording this. So hopefully you've already seen it. If not, yell at Tupa. If you haven't seen it by the time you're seeing this episode on Sunday,
yell at Tupa.
Tell Tupa that should have been out by now. It's 5 more days. He's had 2 weeks. If it takes 3 weeks to upload an unedited episode,
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
man.
I'm not complaining about Tupa. I think he does a good job for the most part, and he might be overworked or whatever. But I'm just saying. That Chud Logic episode is unedited.
I'm so
confused, but whatever.
We were talking about something that I've been concerned about for weeks. And it's your upcoming
about it too.
Mike Klum documentary. Yeah. And you said something to me that blew my mind just before we went on. Mm-hmm. And my issue is, you have said to me in the past, you've said to the public, right?
Right.
But there's no way to really tell what's what and what was because you never got the specifics.
Right.
Is a lot of your original documentary was work, right? Obviously. Certain things were work, like the interview was work. Yeah, but obviously. You always say that, obviously. You said the interview, but other than that, you haven't given too many specifics, right?
Well, for example, the interview was obviously
financial stuff?
The financial stuff, as Mike has come out and said, he just made up the numbers. He didn't come to me and ask
for specific numbers. Oh, he made that up. He just made that up completely.
He ballparked it. Rather than come to me and get actual numbers.
So Mike is not trying to make true documentaries. He's trying to make comedy films about YouTube.
No, I think he's trying to make a good documentary. Take, for example, every documentary ever made. they have staged moments. They have exaggerated moments. Mike yeah, did but take I mean, the he's seeds not a, he's of truth.
Not, I don't think that he's really stating that. I think he's presenting the feeling I get is he's presenting this as work, as a working documentary rather. And it's that what you're seeing here is legitimate. I'm getting that feeling. I'm not. I haven't seen any statements of him, so I'll have to take your word for it. But I'm seeing this is he's. This is not WWE where it's like half real and you know the wrestling's real but the angles are fake.
Right.
It's still real to me, damn it.
He's presenting this, and I think most people in the chat would agree with me as something like a documentary on Boogie. Not some stuff's real and some stuff's not, and right. Stuff that's not is just for laughs anyway. He's not saying that.
Well, that's true of every documentary. To be honest, so I think. I went into making
every
my
documentary.
And every documentary. Every documentary stages a few things.
On
every
locales or documentary? Because that's not what a documentary is.
Everything all of the time. I'm talking like Super Size Me. I'm talking about everything you've watched on Netflix.
Super
everything
Size Me was a lie.
Lemmings, for example. Lemmings, for example.
No. Super Size Me was a lie that was presenting himself as something legitimate.
Yeah, it was an alcoholic, it turns out.
Yeah. And if you're saying that most stuff is done that way, most of those people would disagree with you because they want to keep their journalistic integrity here. And I haven't seen Mike Klum defend his journalistic integrity.
I don't think Mike considers himself a journalist. I think he considers himself more of a YouTuber.
His documentarian credibility.
Sure, okay. I'll give you credit for that.
So they like, because here's the thing. This is the truth. A documentary is supposed to be true. Whether they are all the time or not, they are. Supposed to be true. Okay.
So Jordy just had an experience with Mike.
Yes.
And I'm really, because here's the thing. Nobody believes anything I ever say anyway. So I'm curious to see what Jordy's experience was like.
I am too, but not before I say this. Here's what I'm worried about. Let's put this very clear. Mm-hmm. They're going because you told me that you were getting paid by Mike Klum to make an appearance.
Yeah,
next week, I see
bucks.
You with a picture of $1,500 with EDP. Of course, people's imagination, expectation run wild. People come to me and they say, "What the fuck is this?" And I'm saying, "Look, there's nothing wrong with confronting the guy. I made that. I put my reputation. He's confronting him. He's probably telling him what a pig he is. And they, all that stuff with the hamburgers and stuff is probably, a part of the set, so to speak.
Yeah, the obvious
right?
staging.
And
of
you
the,
confirm
the
that. Yeah. You confirm that with me.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Here's what my fear has been. That he's going to make you look like an EDP sympathizer. Now, I've talked to you privately.
Yeah.
And you've mentioned on this show that you are not. You think the guy's an animal, which
obviously.
I do, too. I think he's going to bury your reputation. And you don't seem very concerned about it, Boogie.
I trust Mike to some degree.
Why?
And maybe I shouldn't. Because I wanted to go up to the skirt of the line that people compare my relationship with Desi to... Even though she's a 21-year-old.
Beyond stupid.
I went there to play that up to some degree, right? Like, hey, here's what a real pal is. Here's what a real pal does, right? Not after a 21-year-old. And then, of course, I got there and I was given ideas and suggested lines and stuff like that. And I played, we did two bits. We did a bit in front of the fireplace, which is an obvious sketch. Anyone with a brain will watch that and see that it's an obvious sketch.
Okay.
Maybe not, because again, they thought we were eating 40 hamburgers, right?
It depends on how it's edited, to be perfectly honest.
But I trust Mike not to edit it to the worst possible way. I hope.
Hey,
I hope, Mike. I hope.
Saying the
please.
P word and just put like PDF or something like that. So like,
sure,
yeah,
you know.
PDF, right. Yeah.
During the conversation with EDP, I focused on what I went there to hopefully do. At first was to give him a hard time, which we definitely did. But then secondly. Like, hey, man, you need to date adults. Reinforce. You need to date adults. Look, I'm dating an adult. You should date an adult. Date an adult. That comes up in the sketch in the fireplace. It comes up in the organic conversation we had at the table.
You need to
date an adult. I'm all about you dating an adult. Date an adult. Here's how to date an adult. You should date an adult. I must have said date an adult 150 times. Good luck editing around that, Mike.
You know what you should have told him?
What?
Go ahead.
You should have told him, like, you're dying. Just go... and die. Don't think about dating.
I would, if I'm being genuine with you, and I'm sorry for my bleeding fucking heart, but I would like for EDP to meet an adult, be happy with an adult, and leave kids alone. That's the happy ending I would look for.
Yeah, but like, what does he got? 6 months to live or something?
Like, yeah,
he might not even make the documentary.
If he makes it to the documentary, this documentary will kill him.
We're getting way off track.
But yes.
We're getting way off track to me. Yes. Here's what you said to me. Here's what you concerned to me. You said that you know that it's going to be edited in a way that it makes you look like friends. And I said, that's my worst fears. And in fact, the weird thing was you were trying to calm my fears, and that's what you told me.
Yeah,
that he's going to edit in such a manner to make you look like friends when you're a hired help to go to confront him.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I think the worst case scenario Mike can do here is make it look like I'm friendly towards him, because at parts I was friendly towards him.
Well,
not that we're friends.
To him, I guess.
Not that we're sucking each other's dicks. Not that we're texting. Mm. Not that we're messaging each other. Not that we're friends or anything like that.
Yeah,
but the worst Mike can do is edit this to make it look like I was friendly to another person. And that's because I was, but I think that's the worst Mike can do.
Well, outside looking in, even being friendly to somebody like EDP could be construed as something negative.
Well, I mean, yes, that's the case. But if he goes in and confronts him, look, he can't start throwing, can't attack him. If you're gonna have a conversation, you got to have a conversation with him, and then kind of weave in the confrontation part. You know, you have to talk to him. You can't just like, you're a bastard. You're a die. You should die. I mean, you can't do
right,
that.
Yeah.
You can't have a conversation with somebody like that. All right. I get it. I have no problem with you having a conversation. I don't care if you talk to Hitler. I've said that before. I think it's in a short.
Right. Without.
But I do have a problem with people walking away. Listen, like, yeah, Boogie, EDP, same team, baby. I have a huge problem with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people are going to say that just from the photo alone. Doesn't matter what I said. If I stood there and screamed
that
in his face,
that I can deal
people
with.
Are just
but now
do that.
There's audio evidence of you doing just that. That's my concern.
Yeah,
the photo alone can be argued. Audio evidence cannot be argued.
I think
as much.
I think that if EDP, I think if Mike pulls his most devious editing here, there's no way he can make me look like a sympathizer. I genuinely
don't
think so.
Wait a minute, but you thought that you told me just before. Just in this episode and just prior to that, you're fearing that. Now you're telling me you're not fearing that?
No, I'm afraid that's going to make me look friendly towards him, but I am definitely friendly towards him.
But
we're
not a sympathizer.
Yeah, definitely not a sympathizer. Look, if you fuck kids, you got to be put in the ground.
Yeah, I get that.
Right, if EDP wants to date an adult, I'm all for that. So as long as EDP's guiding towards an adult, high five, EDP. Go for it.
Yeah,
he's doing it.
All right,
you're tiptoeing around what you said, though. But why don't you say what you said?
Yeah, you really are.
Well, I mean, the entire sketch is me and him sitting in front of a fireplace. We've got Mountain Dews, and we toast, and we say, to new friends. And that's the sketch that we filmed. And then I'm like, look, man, you got to focus on adults. Like, obviously, I like a younger adult, too. You like a younger adult, but they have to be adults. You have to date adults, EDP. So focus on adult. Let me teach you how to meet an adult, how to date an adult. And that's a bit. Yeah.
According to you, you're saying that's a bit.
That's an obvious bit.
That looks awful.
Yeah.
I got to be
awful?
Honest with you.
Is that awful?
Yeah, I think so. It depends on how it's edited. It looks awful.
To tell a pedophile he has to date adults, that's awful?
Well, it depends on how it's presented. Let's fucking have a couple Mountain Dews. But by the way, buddy, it's like you're like mildly scolding them. It's like me telling you, hey man, put the cheeseburger down. We're still buddies. I mean, come on, man.
You know, you're texting them children. You got to chill out with that.
Look,
that's what it sounds like. You got to chill out with that.
At the end of the day, I got paid to fly out there. I got lines. I said my lines. We improvised. I got paid. I'm done.
It's up to Mike
what he does with that. You guys now know. If you're listening to this episode, you now know going into that documentary how it is. So hopefully you're using
the movie defense, Bookie, and that's not going to work because it's in a documentary. Because like, even though you don't want to admit it, everybody looks at a documentary as like what they're looking at as facts.
True.
Then they're fucking stupid.
And that skit is going to be looked at stupid. Like you and EDP are just chilling out after a long day of filming. And you're giving him a heart-to-heart, and that's how most people are going to take that scene.
Super.
Well, the heart-to-heart is, again, you have to date adults. Fucking date adults. Don't date children.
All right, yeah,
date
whatever. Wings,
that's the heart-to-heart.
What was your experience? What was your experience with him?
As a whole person, like, he's very meticulous. Like, he's almost eccentric with the way he makes films. Like, he basically showed up to the house, didn't say hello, didn't anything, walked into the house, started looking for shots, almost like the most candid like movie actor out there, like looking for the perfect scene. Walks in the backyard, goes through cabinets and shit, just opening doors, trying to find his perfect scene without asking permission for any of this, right? Yeah. And so he spends about 25, 30 minutes doing that, and he decides on the table. And he starts setting up and things of that nature. And
he didn't even say hello or anything?
No, no. He never said hello, nothing. No hello, no goodbye, nothing. Nothing of that nature.
No handshake?
No, nothing.
Well, at least he's friendlier with me than that, I guess.
Yeah. We sat down, and he started asking me questions. And he would ask, this is probably going to age me a little bit, but back when I was a young man, we had these tests that you had to do when you filed up for a job application, and they would send these series of moral questions to you. Like, if you went to a movie theater and you could get in for free, would you? And, you know, you're supposed to answer morally, right? But he would ask the question 10 different ways. And that question would could easily be manipulated to sound like it was something
so
else.
So he asked the same question in a different way until he got the answer he wanted.
Yeah, or the sound bite.
If what Wings is saying is true, and I have no reason not to believe him, you got a problem. Which probably means we have a problem.
Well, let me ask Boogie this. Boogie, when you did your documentary.
That's like an evil journalist tactic.
Well, let me ask Boogie this. When you did your first documentary, did he not ask you the same question 10 times in different variations of the sentence?
No, my relationship with Mike is a little different because I already know what he wants me to say. So he'll tell me what to say and I'll just say it because I don't give a shit. I was in it to make an entertaining thing.
So the whole thing's a work. It's not a real documentary. Let's just call it what it is. It's some kind of work.
I haven't seen the EDP one, so I cannot say entirely.
We're talking about yours. We're talking about your documentary.
But your last one was a work, according to you, and we're all stupid for not realizing it.
Again, it's based in reality of truth. I'm sick and old and dying, and I have money issues. I mean, all those things are real, obviously, right? But then we took those things and we exaggerated them for the fun of it. I can say for a fact that some of the scenes I know in the EDP thing take a little small Easter egg of a thing that we all know about EDP and blow it up huge without ruining it and like destroying the integrity of the doc.
Well, here's what I'm going to say about Mike Klum as a documentarian. Fun. Here's what I'm going to say. If that's true, what you said is true, and I don't know if it's true. I don't trust you. That's a fake documentary. That's fake, and that's not how he's presenting it, if that's true. Because that sounds like a bunch of horse shit. And Wings just told me is even more concerning. That's a trick.
I personally think more about what Mike is doing.
I would never talk to this guy in any kind of. If he flew out of here, I'd show him the door.
I put him this way.
I told him when the EDP thing comes out, we'll have him on the show. You and I and him, we'll have it out with him right here.
Here's the thing.
Mike will not back down.
He was here 3 hours. We interviewed for 3 hours for a 10-second cameo on this documentary.
Yeah,
I mean.
Okay, well, that's probably normal.
Is that normal?
I mean, were you being interviewed for 3 hours of questions or 3 hours?
3 hours
of time
of questions.
There,
three hours of
three
questions.
Hours of being. And
you're probably gonna be sprinkled throughout the video. Yeah. If I had to guess.
I don't know, man. He's interviewing most.
What you he interviewed Keemstar too.
Yeah, he interviewed everybody for this.
Some of the questions he asked was like. What do you think EDP could do to fit into society? And then he would turn around and ask.
How did you answer that?
I said if EDP was chemically castrated, he could probably fit in society a little bit. I don't think people would forgive him, but at least he couldn't harm children after that fact.
Yeah.
And then he asked you, is that the same question in a different way, you think?
Yeah, 100%.
How did he answer that question? Did he answer that question different or the same way?
Kind of the same way, because like I even questioned him 3 or 4 times. So like, why do we keep going over the same question? And at one point, he stated that he forgot to record for the first hour and a half. And that's why he's re-asking questions. But
I trust this guy as far as I could throw him.
That doesn't sound right. Was he alone or do you have a camera person with you?
Because I just never understood. Here's the thing. You contradicted on this show your documentary on you. I always found it very peculiar that he wasn't outraged by that.
Yeah, because
documentarians, whether they're lying or not, they want people to think it's the truth.
The credibility is important for a documentarian.
No, in every interview Mike did after that documentary, he went out to say, hey, I fudged the numbers there. That was a mistake. I won't do it in the future. He went on to say that obviously some of it was bits, like it's a hyped up version of reality. He literally told me, like during interviews, here's what you say, And I've said it here today.
So he doesn't care because the people that are taking it in don't care if it's real.
We took the
seeds
of reality. We made something big out of it. You know, that's the entire thing that we did.
I bet you money, if you go ask somebody randomly, they'll think you're $250,000 in debt from buying hookers and that you don't want a job and you're going to do YouTube full time.
He doesn't want a job.
I know.
That's true.
But what Tommy's trying to say is true. It's like all that sensationalism that he sprinkled into the documentary that you're casting away. Is people taking the documentary at face value as truth. And like that's what's going to happen with the EDP documentary. That's why you're trying to get out ahead of this.
I mean, I'll tell you right now, if Mike tries to make me out to be a file or a file sympathizer in this episode, like, Mike, fucking lose my number, you piece of shit.
Well, I'm just saying, did you not
think he will do that?
Did you not see the fallout when EDP leaked those pictures?
And that wasn't even legitimate. It was all horseshit. I saw the pictures. Like, well, I don't know what's being said there.
Well, Mike did.
You know, that's the first thing I thought.
Mike did, on his way down to Texas to interview another YouTuber, stopped by my place, flew into Arkansas, and gave me a second shot of the interview. And the interview, I mean, I gave him every amount of hell that I could. So I'm hoping he uses at least as much of that interview as he does for the thing, because every step of the way, I'm like, EDP needs to be committed. I think the worst thing I said during the interview, and again, he fed this to me. He's like, you've been friends with EDP for a while now. I'm like, I haven't talked to the guy. He's like, yeah, but you've been friendly with him, right? And I'm like, I guess. He's like, so say, since you've been friendly with EDP.
Were you friendly to him prior?
No. I've spoken to EDP.
So you said, I guess?
I guess I've been friendly to him. I haven't been mean to him. Cow. You know?
So he basically did the same thing that he did to Wings.
Is it surprising that I'm easily manipulated, Tommy?
No. Look, I don't hate you over it. Don't get me wrong, but it's just like, you know, you're telling me, like, you're like, we're talking to this offline, and you're acting like I'm crazy and I'm overreacting, and then everything you're telling me is helping fuel my overreaction, so to speak. You know, you didn't say that verbatim, but I mean,
at the end of the day, I want to trust Mike. And that's what it comes down to.
Why would you want to trust somebody with all this information that you have now?
I don't know. I like trusting people. I like people. Like, why did I let fucking Flamestar continue to come into my house after he showed that he was kind of full of shit? I don't know. I like the guy. I didn't think it would come to the point that it went to. And
why
I
do
don't...
you like people that want to hurt you?
I don't know, man. That's for
you
therapy.
You hate me, and you like all these other people.
I hate you because you don't even at least pretend that you don't want to hurt me.
You should at least pretend. Nuts. You know, you got fucking proven wrong on that last cast saying that I called your fucking girlfriend a goddamn bitch. And I'm very grateful.
No, you called her
Mike
Sissy Spacek.
I called her Sissy Spacek. They rewound it and said that Sissy Spacek bitch, which I've never said.
Okay, well,
yeah, I've called her Sissy Spacek. That's a light job, and it's not even a dad. She's like a famous actress. By the way, one of my favorite actresses ever.
Yeah, I'm just saying it'd be cool if you just let her give it a rest instead of using the same joke.
But that's not what I'm talking
episode about.
You said I did something that I didn't do. I never used
you did.
The word
you called
bitch.
Her Sissy Spacek. Okay.
No.
Yes, oh, you
God,
can.
Man.
Yes,
oh,
if you
God,
want to argue semantics, I'm going to get some.
No, I'm actually thinking about changing gears here and starting taking shots at her because I never did that.
You just did
not
today.
Once.
Sissy Spacek looking bitch.
That's like a
you literally
soul,
said that.
So
Editor,
light.
Replay that. Editor,
that's
replay
so
that where he took
light.
A shot at her five
that's
minutes
so
ago.
You- I called her Sissy Spacek. I sold her young.
Sissy Spacek looking bitch.
I called her Sissy Spacek. I sold her young.
Sissy Spacek looking bitch. If you want to argue semantics, I'll get semantics
you didn't
wrong.
Watch last
no.
week.
No,
you
I
didn't watch last
no,
week.
No, I don't watch
you
the thing I just recorded.
You
listen,
didn't watch. Well,
if you want to
like
argue semantics, you'll always
you look
win.
Like an idiot because you accused me.
Did you not call her Sissy fucking Spacek? Did you not call her Sissy fucking Spacek? Did you not bring
her
up? Did you not? Who gives a shit? That's semantics. That's semantics. Why don't you leave her name the fuck out of her mouth? Why don't you leave her name the fuck out of your mouth? Why don't you leave her name? The fuck out of your mouth. Why don't you leave her name the fuck out of your mouth? Why don't
you
leave her name the fuck out of your mouth? Why don't you leave
her name? Whenever I get you, you do this.
You ain't got shit.
Whenever I, I got
you.
You
got a semantics. You got semantics. Why don't you just leave her name the fuck out of your mouth? Why don't you just leave her name the fuck out of your mouth?
You presented it as I was all going out of my way to nail her, and that's just simply not true. And
why was she brought up?
You,
who brought her up?
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 guy got you.
Who brought her up? I think this is a bad look that you're this passionate about.
Bad look, Boogie. Bad look.
It's a bad look.
Listen to me, motherfucker. Give me 30 fucking seconds. Listen to me, motherfucker. I'm the one who's had the. Listen to me, motherfucker. Go ahead and laugh. Continue to be a cunt. Here's what I'm getting out of this.
Let me tell you. So you talking to me like a tough guy like that is hysterical. Let's be honest.
I don't give a fuck.
You can't move.
No, I'm just calling you a cunt.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just calling you a cunt. That's not a tough guy thing. It's just your man. No, who gives a shit? Listen to me.
Okay.
I'm the one who's had to sit there and hold that girl after she cried after watching an episode of this show. That's why we don't watch it anymore. Because you motherfuckers drag her, and she doesn't have skin in the game, motherfucker. You may not have called her a bitch, but you did bring her up. You called her sissy space. You gave her shit. That's you put her in the thumbnails.
And by the way, I think that's the closest thing that you could find that I ever dragged her. There's nothing else out there.
How about you leave her name the fuck out of your mouth?
No, I'm going to say whatever I want.
I say whatever the fuck I want. I'm a big, tough boy. I have to pick on a 21-year-old girl. I have to make fun of the looks of a 21-year-old girl. I have to make fun of her looks.
Tuba's going to just turn you down.
I don't give a fuck. This is what they want. This is what they fucking want. They can have it.
Never awful or as mean to you as you.
No, I just had to make fun of her looks. I just had to make fun of a 20-year-old girl's looks.
It was proven last week.
For making the mistake of loving me. She made the mistake of loving me. I have to pick on her and make fun of her looks because she made the mistake of loving me.
Then why do you call her Sissy Spacek? Why do I call her? Because she looks like Sissy Spacek.
She looks. You're describing her looks. You're making fun of her looks.
Why do you think Sissy Spacek is ugly? Because I don't.
I don't know what the fuck you mean from it. You're not the kind of person that's been calling her beautiful.
She's one of the most famous actresses from the 70s, and she's a beautiful woman. And you're like hey, you think your girlfriend's ugly, not me. Not me. I don't know where you got that from.
Just leave her name the fuck out of your mouth.
I'll do whatever I want.
Yeah, I know you will, you fucking cunt. You'll pick up a 21-year-old girl's looks.
I'll do whatever I want.
I know you will, you fucking cunt.
Tom, be quiet. Boogie, why does it upset you so much when Tommy does this?
Because it upsets her, because I've sat there and held her while she fucking cried over this piece
of shit. Why does she watch this? Why does she watch the show?
He's probably lying about that, too.
Like, she doesn't have to watch
this.
She's
not lying about that. Why would she lie about that? Why would she lie about that? Why would she lie about being bothered by this fucking show? She's got no fucking reason to lie. She's got no reason to lie. She's got no reason to lie.
You're a liar. I don't know if she is or not.
She's got no fucking reason to lie, so don't bring her the fuck up.
She didn't say anything to me, so I don't know if she's lying or not, you genius. You might be able to do this to other people and have them fall for it.
Go fuck yourself, man. She's not a fucking liar. She's not a fucking liar. She's not a fucking liar, you piece of shit.
Keep saying it.
You called her a fucking liar?
You know what's funny about that, Boogie? I never said she was a liar, nor did I ever say she was ugly.
So then what do you mean?
Not once. I didn't even infer it. I said she looked like the girl from Carrie, and she does. And that's funny because it's a famous movie. You're the one that fucking took it. And if she took it that way, tough titties. And if she didn't, which she probably didn't, that's fine too.
I mean, I'm just glad Boogie doesn't remember what I said.
Poor girl out of it.
What did you
say? You
gotta
leave her fucking leave that poor.
You want me to repeat the joke?
What did you say, Boogie? Yeah, I'm interested now.
I said, if you ever want to see Boogie's fiance naked, just watch Carrie.
Yeah, real fucking funny. Let's continue.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, let's continue to torture a 21-year-old girl. Let's continue to do that.
A 21-year-old girl is a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, didn't you just make that point, Boogie?
No, not according to this audience.
All right, well, then talk to them.
You know what I don't get is, like, why does Desi get so much heat for her age and Keemstar doesn't get heat for Brantley, which is, like, what, 22, 23 or something like that?
Because, they now understand that Desi is an abused fucking child, too, and she came from abusive fucking step-parents and dealt with some bullshit in her life, and this shit affects her, and because they know it affects her, it doesn't affect Brantley because she's just like Keemstar. Okay, they're above it. But me, yeah, they're above it. They're above it. That's the reality. But Brantley's above it.
I'll give you a simpler explanation. They like Keemstar and they don't like you, and so they pick on her because they don't like you.
Well, I think a lot of it is because it's breaking this poor girl in half, and they know it, and they see another opportunity to destroy another fucking life.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I want. That's exactly. After I have so much concern for you getting fucking ruined by this Mike Klum guy, that's what I want. I want her hurt. That's why I contacted you when I was worried that she broke up with you. Because I
cared. Didn't contact her.
I have no way to contact. I think that would be completely inappropriate. Yeah, for it would be inappropriate. That's your girl. That's your girl.
I'm just saying. At the end of the fucking day, you can talk to her all you want.
Are you kidding me? You've told me to stay away from her, so that's one thing I honored. And you know,
I said leave your name the fuck out of her mouth. I would much rather you spoke. I would rather you were friends with her in private than drag her every fucking week on this show. I'd much rather you were friends with her in private than drag her publicly, you dumb cunt.
I never did. I never dragged her. It's so funny that you're so stuck on that.
Yeah, so funny. Oh, my God. I'm sticking up for the woman I love.
You're not sticking up for her. You're making a fool of yourself. I never did anything.
I want to play therapist here because Boogie is getting irate over this, but he doesn't give a shit about what Mike Klum's doing to him.
Mike Klum's going to do. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Mike Klum's doing it to me. I don't like me, you dumb cunts. Fucking destroy me. I don't fucking like me. Make fun of me week in and week out. And you do it and I don't give a shit. The entire premise of the show is to make fun of me. She has no skin in the fucking game, Tommy.
Yeah, and I never did anything. So who are you talking to? Talk to fucking
you, who brings her up every week, including now. Including now. Including now.
I'm dragging her now. Sure. That'll come through in this video. Sure.
You're the one who brought her up again for the 20th episode in a row. You brought her up again for the 20th episode in a row. I know you will, you fucking cunt.
And no one's going to think I'm being mean to her, you dummy.
She does. Nobody. Shouldn't that fucking matter?
Well, that's
she does. Shouldn't that fucking matter?
She's 21 years old and married a public, got involved in the public figure and puts herself out there. So
well, trust me, when we break up about it pretty fucking soon, which is a conversation we've already fucking
had. Hold up. Why are you breaking up?
We've already had this conversation. I talked to you about it last week. We had to sit down and have this conversation whether or not this show is ruining her fucking life.
What's ruining it about?
Because her parents seem to think it does. She seems to think it does, and I seem to fucking think it does, but she's the one to tough it out. Why I fucking brought it up, to leave her the fuck out of your fucking mouth.
Yeah, like, I'm going to listen. Can I
ask a clarifying
question? You know what? You know, here's what I'm going to do. I'll fucking stream about her every day.
I'm sure you fucking will.
You probably want me to, so you can play victim. And then, and only then, everything you're saying here would be true.
Can I ask a clarifying question, Boogie? Because you said recently she had step-parents.
Yeah.
Or you refer to the step-parents as her parents or as like
I'm not
going to
fucking dox her. Go fuck yourself.
I'm not asking you to dox her. I'm asking you to clarify
parents. You can have none of her private information on this fucking podcast. Go fuck yourselves.
Go fuck yourself, Wings.
You can have none of her private conversation. You can have none of her private information in this public format. Go fuck yourself.
I don't want it.
You know what people tell me all the time, Boogie? That you shouldn't get mad at things on the internet because you can get up and turn it off. And like she has no skin in the actual game,
and
she
can easily turn it off. I have to teach her that. You know who else? You know who else? Her parents see this shit. By the way,
okay.
Her family sees this shit. Okay, they're already worried enough about her because she's dating a 49-year-old man. She's already worried about her enough. Now we have to have her dragged on this fucking show every goddamn week, in the thumbnail every fucking third episode.
If anything, I've publicly stuck up for her and you.
Well, thank you for that. Could you just leave her the fuck out of your mouth instead?
No, I don't, because I don't like the way you're talking to me. If you had,
I know, and a 21-year-old girl will pay for it. I know.
She's not a
child.
Stop making her a victim. She's not a victim.
She's a victim for dating me every week, right?
She made
every fucking episode.
Figure.
Every fucking
she
episode, she's a victim
figure,
for dating me, right?
You,
oh, I'm victimizing her, right? I'm victimizing
her.
Tommy can't. I pay her fucking bills. I get her into therapy. Listen to me. I'm the one victimizing her because I pay her bills. I get her into therapy. I'm making her better. I'm teaching her how to fucking drive a car. I'm getting her fucking work.
You're not doing anything.
I'm doing all of that. I've done all of that.
Yeah. No.
I'm victimizing it, but Tommy dragging her every fucking week. Tommy dragging every week. That's not
you
it.
You allowed her to be a part of the show. You've had her on. Yes, actually
I've
had
her asked you
the
from the
before.
First episode that I'd like
ways.
To not do that anymore because it's stressful for her, and I'm tired of destroying
you've
that
never
poor
said that
girl's
to me
psyche.
You, since you're so concerned, I never said anything. Could you not bring her up today? You never said that to me once.
Come I
on,
did
first
the first
time.
Episode.
That's
the
untrue,
whole conversation
Tommy.
We had.
That is untrue.
We were not recording. That was it. Yes. Jordy.
Yes.
The entire first conversation, the entire first argument me and Tommy got about.
Yeah,
got
yeah, yeah. As well as
camera,
about it, as well as about to tell him, Boogie, the very
camera,
first time we got together, it was he didn't want you to talk about his girlfriend. That was the whole
well, the
first
very
argument.
First time we got together is the lost episode. I don't think she came up other than a couple fucking.
See the semantics,
right?
But
I'm just saying.
First episode of the new one. You dumb Kiwi Farms piece of shit.
It's fascinating. The guy that's gone after her the least is the biggest because you probably see weakness here. The guy that's gone after her the least, the guy that's stuck enough for you publicly and said the relationship's absolutely legitimate between two adults. I'm suddenly one that's dragged her the most. That's a lie.
No, not
lie.
The
that's
most.
Semantics.
Obviously
it's
not the most. Nobody said
oh,
that.
Now it's not
I
the
just
most.
You do it every fucking episode and I wish you'd fucking stop.
All right.
That's it. I didn't say the
I,
most.
I'm telling you
who
right
the
now.
Who the fuck said the most?
The fuck I like you talking to me that way.
Trust me, I fucking know. Trust me, I fucking know who I'm working with. Trust me, I fucking
you
know.
You put her on camera, you bastard. If she really... Yeah, it's all on you if she was this sensitive. You put her on camera, you bastard. I don't put my wife on camera.
Well, my girlfriend actually likes me, Tommy, so that's the difference, I think.
No, she doesn't go on because I wouldn't want to put myself in this situation or her or my family.
Yeah, well, again... She's married to the one with the worst of them, so I can only imagine she probably has
smart
a pretty first hand fucking opinion.
Smart move. Take it out on me. The one guy had nothing to do with it. Sure. Go talk to Keem.
You're the one
Mike
who brought her up last
yourself.
Week. You're the one who brought her up the week before. You're the one who brought her up the week before.
I'll bring
her up
because she's a part
before.
Of the show. And when the first episode that we record, the first one that wasn't the one over last summer that came out later, you know, that was coming off right off Mike Klum's documentary. There's no way she could be left out of it. None. No way.
I just think you're taking it a little deep, Boogie.
I was like, referring to the first episode of LolCal Live, the second episode, the second run of it.
The second run of it. That was coming off right off. That was the
no,
was
you're,
the
referring
lost
to
episode.
The, you're referring
there
to
was
the
a
lost
episode.
Episode. There's
and
two
there's the
different
first
shows,
that
Tommy.
Right
Tommy,
out,
Tommy, there's two different
out.
Shows. There's LolCal Live and the LolCal Podcast. You're referring to the first episode of LolCal Podcast. I'm referring to the first episode of
yeah,
LolCal Live.
Yeah, that came
Live.
Right after Klum, and that's when I brought her
right,
up.
And I'm referring to LolCal Live when you and I had an argument. You and I had an argument at the first episode of LolCal Live before the show. Because I said, hey, let's give her a break now. Let's give her a rest now. And he said, nope, I'll talk about whatever the fuck I want. I'll
yeah,
talk about whatever the fuck
thing.
I want. I'm a big, strong man. I'm a big, strong man. I'm a big, strong man. Let me prove how big a strong a man I am. I'm so big.
No, it isn't. I've never
I'm so strong.
I'm completely
so
comfortable
strong.
Without having been
yeah,
with
I'm
her.
So strong. I'll talk about whatever I need to.
That's right. That's right. And when you
do
that,
I'll make fun of the girl today, too.
You
over
do a major
over.
Documentary that makes you look like a goddamn fool. There's no way not to bring it up.
Yeah,
and you've allowed other people to goof on her and what have you. You've never
what Tommy's trying to say is Tommy didn't ask her to get naked on camera.
Did you? Yeah, no, I didn't do that. That's a good point. I didn't think of that, but you're right.
I mean,
like
you got to take some. You got
to
take
week forever.
I understand
that. Tommy a right to shit on her every week forever.
Listen, calm down and listen to Wings. You have to take some responsibility for this. I think that's fair.
No, I'm asking you, Jordy, does that give him a right to make fun of her forever?
It makes her... It brings her to the public light. If somebody thought Demi Moore looked fat and ghost, they can say what they
want about
Demi Moore and ghost.
Are people not ever allowed to leave the public light? Are they ever allowed to control the message to some degree? Can they ask their boyfriends, their future husbands, to talk to Tommy? And see if you can get
you
Tommy
never did.
To.
You
I
never
did
you
last
never,
week
never,
on the
never,
fucking
did.
Air. There's
well,
proof
what's
of it.
Fucking real with you. You've never taken me aside.
There's proof of it. There's an entire episode about it. The entire last episode.
What is he talking, Wings? What honestly? What is he talking?
He's
about?
Just yelling. I can't hear what he's saying most of the time.
Well, he said
yelling.
There's an entire episode between me and him. I mean, this is a guy that doesn't.
No,
remember
the
what
last
happened last
episode,
week.
A huge chunk of the last episode was me asking you publicly
he
not
did do
to
that.
Fucking do it anymore.
He did do that.
I don't remember that, to be perfectly honest with you.
But you again, just that's a quoted it.
And that's
you
a
just
and that's
quoted
a
it.
No, I don't. I don't. No, 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 no. I don't. This mean I remember every aspect of it. And here's the thing. First of all, I'm not going to do it. So fuck off. And
obviously.
And the second thing is, and the second thing is, I don't remember it. But you've never taken me aside. That's a public forum. This is a public forum. You've never said, hey, listen. And we've had private calls. That's the time for that shit.
I don't like you enough to have a private conversation.
Well, you know,
with
you cannot like it. All right,
I don't trust
you.
Every private conversation we've ever had. Every private. Hey, let me talk for a change. 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 Let me. How about you stop interrupting me and let me talk for 5 minutes.
No, you stop interrupting me. Are you kidding me? Did you listen to yourself the last 5 minutes? You don't. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let you yell and scream all you want. You don't care about the guy that's worried about your public image. You don't worry about the. You're mad at the guy that wants you to break up. You went to the guy that publicly said that their relationship is 100% legitimate between two adults. The other people, Mike Klum, Keemstar, everybody else is cool. Except me. I'm some kind. I'm the one driving the narrative around her, which I really, if you really look at it, I barely talk.
So if you give me 5 minutes, maybe you'll understand. Probably not. And you'll purposely ignore it. But let me try. Okay? Tommy, I'd like to be your friend. I've tried to be your friend. Stop interrupting me. I'd like to be your friend. I've tried to be your friend since the first episode. You remember? Let's play Apex together. Let's be work buddies. I fucking tried since you asked me to do that. The problem is, I don't give a fuck about Mike Klum. If Mike Klum was on fire, I wouldn't piss to put him out. I don't care. Mike's just some guy who's paid me to do work. I don't care. Okay? I actually give a fuck about you, Tommy, and I thought if I talked to you like a person, I treated you like a person, I appealed to you like a person, could you stop interrupting me? I've called you with private matters. You've called me, you've screamed at me. I've talked to you about private issues. Oh, you're just trying to manipulate me. Fuck you. I've had the exact same conversation with Jordy, and even when I was being a little bit nuts, Jordy can understand it. You don't.
No,
you don't have the mental capacity. You don't. Okay, just listen. Stop interrupting me. Stop interrupting me.
I'm sympathetic.
Sympathetic being just going along with it. Sympathetic.
No,
does not
like
mean
I
deny the
you
truth.
Can, no, it's not even about truth.
I'm not
going
to sit there and appear to be sympathetic when he's telling
you're not,
me I've been
you're
dragging
not, you
all
have
the
no
time.
Fucking
it's
sympathy
true.
Whatsoever.
It's not true.
You're incapable of sympathy.
That I don't misplace my empathy.
You're incapable of sympathy. You're incapable of it.
No, I am. I just don't. I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for her. She got naked on goddamn screen. I don't feel bad. She did it. She's an adult. For the same reason
and
I
so
don't have a problem
that
with your
gives you a right every week forever to bring
I
it up.
Barely
every
ever
week
drag
forever.
Her.
Every
I
week.
Really
every fucking
bad.
Week.
Like I said, talk to Keen. He puts some
every
thumbnail. I never would have done that once.
I think the answer's somewhere in the middle. Tommy doesn't drag her that badly, but I think Boogie
really
takes
doesn't.
What he does as more so
yeah,
than
but
it
nobody
is.
Else.
Yes,
not
I take
Klum,
it extremely personal.
Else, just
no,
me.
I don't give a fuck about Mike Klum. I don't give a fuck about Keemstar if I'm being genuine with you.
Well, don't give a fuck about me.
Because
Mike
Klum has never been.
I need new work friends. Will you play Apex Legends with me?
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good idea. You didn't take me up on it. Now fuck you.
Boogie, don't burn no bridges. You got that heart appointment coming up.
I got what?
You got that heart appointment coming up.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about that.
You should. You should care Why? About living.
Why?
If
so I can do this
if
for
you,
another few more weeks? This sounds
no,
great.
No. If you love people and you say that you love people, you should want to not hurt their feelings by passing on. And you
How's it
going to
hurt
give,
Tommy? You don't give a fuck. How's it going to hurt you? You don't give a fuck.
I care about you.
About his money,
I consider you and Tommy both friends.
Well,
you want to take dumb questions from the fans?
Sure.
Dumb questions for the boys. For Boogie, if money is no object, give us your all-out Taco Bell order. No limits, limited edition, and items allowed. Boogie?
I don't eat Taco Bell. It makes me violently ill. I don't understand people who do eat Taco Bell. Back in the day before it used to make me violently ill, I would eat the... I don't know. It's not
everything.
On the menu anymore. There's only one thing there I could ever stomach. It was some... fried shell chalupa, maybe? I think it was maybe
come
a
on,
chalupa.
Come off with the fat card, Boogie. Come
Gordito.
On.
But I don't like... I used to not like Mexican at all. And then I do like Mexican now, but I only like fajitas, and you can't get anything like that at Taco Bell. If I had to eat it at Taco Bell tomorrow, I would just eat as many of those fucking Doritos ones as it takes to fill you up.
How many would it take to fill you up?
Probably three these days. Maybe four.
I can't make it through all three. Like, usually I'm one and a half. I'm usually stuck out.
Well, I'm a few years later out of surgery, past you, so, you know. I'm probably
Taco Bell. I can't get it. I love it.
But see, I don't understand, like, why money is even an object. Taco Bell's not that fucking expensive. Like anything I wanted to eat, I could probably make $40 do it.
Yeah, you could buy a Taco Bell out for $40. The last time I was there, you could buy a Taco Bell out for $40. So I don't know what's going on now. I don't know if Taco Bell's gotten more expensive or something.
Oh, they have gotten more expensive. They have gotten more expensive, but like... Like I know it's a boogie question, but my order is you got to fuck with the nacho fries, son. The nacho fries is the only good thing Taco Bell's put out in a long fucking time. My order would be two chicken chalupas, Doritos Locos Tacos, and as much nacho fries as I can fucking handle.
All right. All right. For wings, give us a truck update. What are you driving?
Oh, I drive the same pile of shit, a 2018 Silverado LT2 Z71.
Why do you drive trucks?
One, I'm a fat pilot. I'm a 400-pound land monster. That's number one. Number two, I grew up in the South. And in the South, if you didn't have a truck, you were considered a girl.
So funny.
Is it not true? I mean, I'm sure Boogie's
I'm sure it's true. I bet you I live down South. You're probably right.
Yeah. Like, if you don't have, if you're a man without a truck, you might as well be a woman. You know?
If you're a soldier, you can fly all your trucks and shit out here and back into Germany, and you would get, like, the cars over here are like 10 times smaller than they are in the States, and you get these fucking hillbillies like, you're gonna bring my truck over here, and they couldn't park it anywhere. Nobody
couldn't drive it because the roads are not designed for it.
You see a truck, it's an American's. You know, it's so funny, you guys in your trucks.
Well, there's other reasons I have a truck too. One, I've been a homeowner since I was 19, right? So you got to have something that you got to transport, wood, mulch, you know, that kind of shit. I have to take my own trash off. When I was younger, I had a bass boat that I really liked to go. Not so much fishing, but like just riding the river. Like it was something I did to like unwind. And if you can't take a sedan and put a bass boat in the water, you got to have something with four-wheel drive. You know, different things like that. And if anybody's wondering where my boat is before people cross it, I sold my boat to pay for my YouTube channel. Went back in the day, yeah, because I was on unemployment when I first started my YouTube channel because I got laid off in 2008, and my unemployment ran out, and I was on the cusp of making money on my YouTube channel, so I sold my boat to buy me more time.
Yeah.
So do you have a truck, Boogie? You're a Southerner.
No, man. The best car I've ever had is the one I drive right now, which is a 2021 hybrid.
That the motherfucker. That's a vanilla ice cream on fucking wheels.
Yeah, here, girl. All right, I got one for Boogie now. How fast you've been on your scooter? Speaking of vehicles, Boogie.
How fast? What?
Have you been on a scooter?
Have you ever gone? Like, what's the max speed in your scooter?
So I don't own a scooter. I never wasted the money on one. If I'm going to walk in the neighborhood, if I have to, I'll use a walker. And I had a wheelchair for a while. But I would rent scooters at gaming conventions and stuff like that where you have to walk like 10 miles a day. And they always have governors on them. So you very fast. Like, governs Eliminator. The speed of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're not very fast. I rode my first one at the fight. And Boogie had to teach me how to drive that bitch on the first. Because I fall in the realm like I would rather have a man beat my ass than be called in Walmart on a fucking Mark cart. Like, if I can't go get my Subway and my pizza and my Coca-Cola under the strength, I don't deserve them. I just don't get them.
Oh, I'll use them at Walmart. If I'm having a bad knee day or a bad back day, I just go ahead and use it at Walmart. I don't really care anymore. I've always wanted to own my own, specifically like one of the high-end ones that you can go really fast and shit on. But the problem is, without a truck, how the fuck do you load it, take it somewhere, unload it, all
or
that shit?
Or a van. So. A van probably make more sense because it's a low load floor.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I'd rather drive a hybrid, get 550 miles to 10 gallons, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm like, my truck can get 500 miles to the tank, but it's 26 gallons.
I get 55 miles to the gallon right now, so I'm pretty happy with what I got.
I got something for Wings now.
What do you got?
When were you doing DoorDash? Did you see any crazy shit? If so, what was the craziest thing?
Does it have to be DoorDash specifically? Because I did pizza delivery, and I've seen a lot of crazy...
Any kind of delivery job, some crazy...
I got a couple for you then.
Okay.
domesticated roaches. There was this house on Dargan Circle on off 65 here in Conway.
Don't give the number.
I'm not going to give the number. But it was about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. So it was kind of dark. And so we at the time, Domino's was serving these 3 for $15. You get 3 medium, 1 topping pizzas for $5 each, but you had to order 3 minimum. All right. So that was popular. You get 3 for $15. I dropped them off and I walk up this thing and there's this porch light on. It's this old house built like the 60s and 70s. It was a single concept home with a shotgun design. So the front door and the back door lined up. And the screen door was open, the porch light was on, and out on the porch was just roaches. And I'm not talking about like the little German roach. I'm talking about the big ass fucking American cockroach. It's about two inch fucking long. And you know, normally if you cut a light on or something, a roach will scatter. They're like terrified of human beings in their presence. Not these motherfuckers. These dudes were homies. These were roaches from Joe's apartment. Like, I walked up onto the porch to knock on the screen door, and the homie's just sitting there. And I vividly remember that is because I am terrified of roaches. I have an irrational fear of them because when I was little, we had this house that had holes in the floor that was infested with fucking roaches, and they would crawl on me at night, and I was always afraid they're going to get in my mouth. And I am terrified of them to this day as an adult. I'll fight a fucking snake.
Didn't somebody pull a gun at you or something like that? Would that be the craziest thing?
I've had a gun pull on me multiple times.
Not more, but the roaches are more crazy than somebody like holding you up.
Well, here's the thing, right? I know roaches can't hurt me, but like it's a deep down rooted fear from my childhood. Yeah.
It's a phobia.
It's like a phobia. Like, and like most of the time I had a gun pointed on me, I was at a point where like I didn't give a shit. Like, all right, you want to shoot me? You're doing me a fucking favor. You do me a favor, motherfucker.
I wouldn't believe that, but you told that one story one time when you like you forgot to put the seatbelt on.
Yeah.
So maybe you're right. Oh man. Okay, I got more stuff. I got for Boogie now. Let's see. For Boogie. Dumb questions for Boogie. During the heyday of Francis, what was the craziest thing a fan did for you? That's a good question.
Every once in a while, you would get the folks who didn't know that it was an act, even though, like, most of my videos were, like, pretty clear that it was an act. And so I got to see the look of disappointment in people's faces. They're like, hey, aren't you that guy from YouTube? And I'm like, hey, man, nice to meet you. And they'd be like, oh. Like, that's the moment they finally pieced it all together.
You're a fat loser. You're just not that fat loser.
Right, yeah. That's it. Yeah. So then
you're
inevitably,
a fat loser.
Inevitably, I would do the voice. I would like be like, oh, is this more what you're expecting? And they're like, there it is.
And then it would satisfy them?
Yeah, then because that made him feel smart, I guess, afterwards.
It's like seeing Larry the Cable Guy talking without the Southern accent.
Yeah, that was actually really disappointing the first time I heard that, too.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy is actually from the North, and he puts on a Southern accent. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people think Larry is, like, the Southern's guy, right? I saw people are dragging that Richmond, North of Richmond guy, too, about this.
Yeah.
But, like, at the end of the day, he ain't your friend. He was never meant to. Larry was never meant to be the South's friend. He's kind of making fun of us. And it really broke people's heart when they found that out. Same with like the Richmond, North of Richmond, you know, the Republicans are like, oh, he's against the Democrats. He's like, everybody's the bad guy. Actually, everybody's the bad guy, man.
Yeah, you too. We're talking about you too.
Yeah, man. Right. And then they're like, wow, shit, now he's dragging me. Oh, shit. You know,
that's a great song, man.
Yeah, it's a good song.
I don't like the second verse of that song. I don't like the second verse.
What was the second verse?
The second verse is like, if you're 300 pounds and you're 5'8", I don't want to pay for like your donuts and lobster or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's too close to home, fat
side. Yeah.
Nah. The only time I've ever had food stamps is when I bought them a la carte. Dog, I grew up in the dirty South, motherfucker. Like, you buy food stamps, you get 2-for-1 deal. Like, somebody needs some fucking heroin, they got $200 worth of food stamps. You give them $100, you can go to the food line.
Do you listen a lot of Bubba Sparks when you were coming up?
Oh, Bubba Sparks Bubba Sparks came out what? The early 2000s. I was getting
early 2000s. Yeah. Early 2000s. I liked his stuff. I thought it was cool.
I was kind of past Bubba Sparks when he came out. Like I appreciate his music now, but not so much when it first came out.
When it came out, It's like, yeah, you were a kid, you didn't have the perspective on what he was trying to say, probably.
Yeah, I was more of a Big Smoke kind of guy.
All right, this is for both of you. Do you think TikTok is a healthy app for people to use? Do you think it should be banned in the United States?
Jordan?
Wings first.
I don't think it should be banned in the United States. If somebody in the United States was entrepreneurial-like or had a market value, they would make an app similar to TikTok and actually compete against it, because that's how the American economy is supposed to run, that, you know, the market decides what survives and what doesn't survive. Do I think that it should be regulated a little bit? Sure. Do I think there's some bad things that come with TikTok, like trends, like people, remember about 5 or 6 years ago, remember the trend where people would walk around and just punch somebody randomly for TikTok?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And like people would like literally died from it because they got knocked out and like hit their head on the sidewalk and shit like that. Like that right there, you know, TikTok is a little bit on the hook for that. You know, I can't give them the whole hook. But like just because their algorithm allows things like that to be trending, you know, they should be responsible.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, what you're describing is just social media in general. If it wasn't on TikTok, it could have easily been somewhere else. I do think the idea of banning TikTok in America is a very stupid idea, at least under the pretenses that we're currently using. Like, we don't want China to have our government. Facebook will sell them that shit in a heartbeat. So don't even think for a second that if China wants that information, they're going
to
get it.
The government, not that I wanted to stick up, the government, it's actually spyware, and the Chinese are spying on all of us. It's their infiltrating.
I mean, so, for example, Riot, League of Legends, one of the most popular games ever, is entirely owned by Tencent. And when you install League of Legends, you give them complete access to your computer, right down to the kernel level, which I don't really know what that means. I heard Asmongold say that. But it's my limited knowledge that they pretty much have full access to your entire computer. Why are we mad at TikTok but not Tencent? Why are we not mad at Riot?
But that's a red herring. Like, that's a red herring. Then that's not what I'm saying, and that's not what the government's arguing. And forgive me for trying to stick up for the government. If this thing's a danger to national security, let me put it more clear: would it be legitimate to ban?
Yeah, but it's
it's not, in your opinion.
Yeah, it's not, and also you would need to go ahead and ban the rest of them.
If you could be shown it was a danger to national security, that just TikTok,
and then
I think that's what this guy's getting at.
Well, let me feel this. If TikTok was a danger to national security, if they were actually taking information from American citizens from the TikTok Act and using them to weaponize some way to hinder the United States economy or something like that, you can't get the sympathy from me, because at the same time, you're willing to sell to wealthy Chinese businessmen trailer parks in the South while they kick rent up and cause gentrification to areas.
Yeah.
Because that's harming people more so than them knowing that, you know, Tyler likes to smoke on his vape.
Well, I can tell you that I am aware of some apps. We're talking late 2000s, that were designed to acquire information from soldiers, especially when we were doing exercises and stuff like that. And there were social media apps, like not as sophisticated as they were now. I'll give you an idea. It was like a smash or pass type stuff. And these are run by the Russian military. So that was pretty sophisticated back in, was it when I go to Iraq? 2007, right? I can only imagine if TikTok was that sophisticated now, you know. And then, by the way, I don't know, and I don't believe the government. I'm playing devil's advocate because I don't believe them. I don't know if it's a threat to national security, get rid of it, right? You know, that's not a free speech violation. But I don't know if I trust the government enough to tell me whether it legitimately is or not.
I mean, like, you know, it's actually an effect of United States that OEMs are.
But these things do. What I'm telling you with the military thing is these things do exist, and they existed in the late 2000s that I was personally aware of.
Boeing charges the United States military $90,000 for a bag of bushes.
Yeah, but these are all red herrings. Like, these are
I'm just saying.
Red herrings.
These are not red herrings. Yeah. Like, Boeing is in South Carolina. They charge for a bag of bushings, like a $100 bag of bushings, $90,000 to the United States military.
Is that a danger to national security?
Yes, it is, because that's 100% a danger to national security, because that's taxpayer money paying for that, and that's money that could go to other places like bridges. Motherfuckers could fall off the fucking bridge when it falls down.
Like in Baltimore, right?
Yeah, you know, shit like that.
Allow me to expand on that question real quick, though. Some one of my friends came over the other day, and they complained that Pornhub is banned in Arkansas. And I did not know this because I don't look at that shit for a long time. But as it turns out, he is correct. Googled it, really, and that is correct. It's banned in the state of Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
And it's because they want you to do like some age verification thing, which no one's ever going to do, so it may as well just be banned or whatever. And Pornhub just puts a splash page saying, look, we don't offer it here anymore. And I thought to myself, good. Because I think we have the data in now. And again, I was part of the problem. I worked in the porn industry from 1997 to 2004. And I'm part of the problem, right? But I think the data is in now, what porn does to young minds. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because TikTok had been at one point, I don't know if it still is now, because my TikTok algorithm is all dogs and retarded people. But they tend to focus on a ton of pornography on that platform. It is salacious. At the very least, it's bizarre. And so I think some chunks of TikTok is just porn for kids.
No, assuming that the content over there, because I don't know why they banned it in Arkansas, so I can't really say if it's legit or not. But let's say it's all like legal porn. Are you still comfortable with them banning that? Because now you're talking about First Amendment violation.
I mean, freedom of speech is important, and obviously, like, I'm all for it. But at the end of the day,
I do think
it's probably important to protect younger people from that kind of shit. And if TikTok is not doing what they need to do to protect younger people,
so
from
if
that
it's
type
a First
shit,
Amendment violation just to protect kids, then you're okay with it.
Well, no, First Amendment violations.
Because that's the question I asked you.
There is limits to free speech.
Yeah, I know. Is this one of the examples?
And yes, you can't show porn to children under free speech.
Sure.
So,
but look, to show this is legitimate, it's aimed at adults. A kid can pick up a fucking magazine, and like, I don't know what we used to do when we were kids. We stole dad's magazine.
Yeah, we stole dad's magazine. Yeah. Same thing.
I traded a Panthers hat for my first one.
Where'd you steal yours? That's an interesting question.
No, I traded a Panthers hat for my first naughty magazine.
That's great. Okay.
But I don't know. I do think there should be limits to free speech, but I think outright banning anything is probably not the best plan.
Well, they did it in Arkansas.
Yeah, I like I said.
You can't be on both ends of the stick here.
I think you can dial it in. I don't think the world is black and white. I think it's gray, and I think you pick a shade of gray.
Well, something's either a constitutional violation or it's not. It's a First Amendment violation or not. So, I mean, that's how things are
so technically,
are defined by
so
laws.
Technically, it's a First Amendment question. Violation. Yeah, it's a First Amendment violation that I can't run into a crowded theater and shout, fire, fire, there's a fucking fire. But we all agree it's for the safety of the
people. I'm saying if they're within legal federal grounds, how can Arkansas ban them? That's not what I'm saying. If they're starting fire in a crowded theater, then it's clearly not protected by the First Amendment. I asked you at the start of this assuming, by the way, I don't know if they're doing the right, if they are within the legal grounds, the legal federal grounds, by getting porn out there. Don't you worry. Don't you think it's wrong? It wouldn't be a First Amendment violation to shut them down, even the state of Arkansas.
Well, I think
that was the question.
No, I think you're missing the semantics again here. So the semantics is the state of Arkansas has not banned Pornhub. Pornhub banned itself from the state because the state of Arkansas.
Oh, I didn't know. No, no. Yeah, you're not saying the semantics. It's the details. All
yeah,
right,
the
you
state.
Left
the state
out.
Of
okay.
The state of Arkansas is requiring
they them or something.
The state of okay. No, the state of Arkansas has passed a law that requires anyone to view pornography online to verify their age.
Oh,
and so
that's
Pornhub,
probably totally constitutional. Yeah.
And
okay.
And Pornhub is saying no. We will not play that game. And I was like,
we'll
good.
Shut off.
Then good. Shut yourself off.
Yeah, you want to do one more question? Let me find a Georgia. Oh, this is good. This is good. Boogie, do you believe, and this is for both of you. Boogie, do you believe in ghosts?
Go first.
Boy, that's a tough one. Jordy, I want to hear your opinion. I have to
Jordy,
form your
mind. He passes the ball.
Okay, fuck no. Ghosts do not exist. They don't exist.
That's it?
100%. Like, no, you want me to clarify?
No weird. I want you to give me a whole explanation. Say something stupid.
Well, here's the thing, right? Everybody claims that they've seen a ghost, just like people in the desert want to see water. Your brain is a very complex entity, right? Do I ever think anybody's been pulled up a cliff by a ghost or an angel? No. Do I think there's guardian angels? No. Do I think that there's people looking after me and my grandfather's looking down on me beating my dick? No. I mean, there is no.
I wonder that sometimes.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah.
You've thought about it. Yeah. You've thought about it because I've thought about it.
Yeah, like nobody can prove ghosts are real. There's no, like, every time you see somebody that claims, like, oh, this is a ghost, it always comes out to be bullshit. There's the whole white noise bullshit. Then there's whole TV shows like Grave Encounters or, you know, what's some other stupid-ass ghost shows where they're, like, holding microphones in the dark and like, that night vision mode because it's what people actually buy into. Like, I always say this. Every time you go to watch a show of Bigfoot, he hasn't been found, because if they found Bigfoot, it would have made the tab. It would have made the newspaper before the show came out and got edited.
Probably, absolutely right. Well, the Zodiac Killer, any of that shit. Boogie, where are you on this?
So that situation I had with Ryan has utterly dealt a devastating blow to my spirituality, and I think I would have answered this question completely different a month ago. But that said, mathematically speaking, we can't perceive 50% of this universe. It's made up of dark matter that's around us and passes through us all the time. So to say that I have an understanding of what the universe actually is that's pure hubris. I don't. None of us have an understanding of what the universe is, right?
I agree with you.
And so is there room for there to be ghosts in it and stuff? Yeah, I think there is. Do I think it's common? No. Do I think all this bullshit you see on television or YouTube is real? No. I think it's mostly staged bullshit. I think it's entertaining. I think it's all that stuff. But at the end of the day, I did have an experience that I personally could not explain. And I've had friends who've gone through experiences, and I trust those people. And
me too. I've had those things.
So at the end of the day, I'm open to experiences. In fact, we were watching one of these scary compilation videos the other day. Me and Desi like to watch these around bedtime. And one of them was somebody running from the room after getting, I think it's called the Hill House in Texas, after getting shoved off of a bed by a ghost in the Hill House, they ran from the room. The last thing I'm doing is, if there's proof of the supernatural in a room, is running from it. I'm going to have a conversation with them.
Yeah,
talk
but you
to
wouldn't
it.
Have a nat. You wouldn't be rational in a situation. Well,
to begin
that,
with, nobody.
Would.
Yeah, nobody can pull me off of bed anyway. Good luck, you fucking ghost. Right?
And everybody John Edward talked to came from heaven, and none of them are in hell. Like, why does everybody that's a ghost from the old Victorian age, why they always got old clothes on? There's nobody died with like a Baby Gap, you know, belly T-shirt on.
Or where's like the caveman ghosts?
Pants. Yeah, where's the caveman ghost after Neanderthals? Is there like a Neanderthal guy sitting back here watching me beat my shit to the Pornhub?
Exactly.
All right, last question, and then we'll call it a day. Boogie, how do you think I would answer that question?
About ghosts?
Yeah, whether I believe it or not.
You kind of gave us the answer, but I would tell you before you gave us any answers there, I would have thought you would have been shut down on it entirely. But it sounds like you're pretty open-minded about it, are you?
Yes and no. It's a little weird. All the shit that you guys say about, you know, like, it's the same thing, the stuff on YouTube, the ghost hunting, something I actually got involved in when my younger days, just out of pure curiosity. I do think there's something to it, because I've had those people that come, I know they're not lying to me. You know, I've had those same people like you, but I know I've never seen anything, right? Here's what I think it is, okay? I don't think it's disembodied people from the afterlife kind of communicate with you. I think it might be something like St. Elmo's Fire or a rainbow or something like that. Like, it's something that where something environmental has to either, and I don't know if it's like it causes hallucination or you're peering into the other side. I don't know which. I'm not saying I know, but I don't think everybody that has a ghost story is just either crazy, a liar, or hallucination, or on drugs. I think some of those things, but I have never personally experienced
it myself.
You
remember that guy, Shane, that came to confront me about aliens on the podcast?
Yeah.
And I called him out as a drug user almost instantly. You know why I can do that? Yeah. Because every time I've ever met somebody that's seen aliens have been doing drugs.
Yeah. But no, I mean, do you guys get what I'm saying? Like, I think if it's real, it's a natural phenomenon. Is that swallowable, or is that harebrained and stupid?
Well, we know how rainbows are formed, though, Tommy. They're formed from refraction of light.
No, we do that, but we don't know how everything works. We don't, like, we, you know, Boogie said before, we don't know absolutely everything about the universe. We know something about rainbows, but rainbows, you know, they do come. You can't necessarily predict them unless there's a rainstorm, and they don't always come. St. Elmo's Fire is sort of a phenomenon as well. So what who's to say that there isn't some kind of environmental change that would, you know, allow you to see, feel, or hear
something
that is supernatural.
You know what else would be terrible? Like, if, like, being a ghost would be terrible. Just imagine having to exist in...
Yeah, but you're listening to me. It's not a... I'm making a joke here, motherfucker,
because, like, just sitting in the room, just watching, can't touch anything, can't interact with anything. You're just looking at Boogie, look at magic cards.
Mm. Yeah,
but the thing is, it's almost like you said before, like, why would ghosts even bother to wear clothes? You know, like, what's the point, you know? What if they're not, like... conscious things. Maybe they're just like reflections or
echoes in time,
or like a tape loop. You know what I mean?
What if it's other version of yourself pushing to another dimension?
I'm embarrassed to say this. I've taken the time to read this. I'm conservatively 500 to 1,000 ghost stories, right, from 1999 to about 2010. I was really just addicted to the shit. The one thing they all have in common, assuming if 20% of them are legitimate or at least true stories, the one thing they all have in common is the ghost tends to be doing sort of inane shit, washing dishes, walking upstairs, walking down the highway, scratching their head, going to bed. One of the most famous ones was Harry Truman told his wife he saw Abraham Lincoln put his boots on. What the fuck does Abraham Lincoon?
Abraham Lincoln fucking hated working too. That's something that's known about him.
Why would he put his boots on in the afterlife? Let's assume that. Let's pretend that's real. That's not real, but Harry Truman saw that. Okay. So let's just assume we live in a world where Harry Truman saw that 100%. Well, it leads me to believe that it's not a conscious thing. It's sort of an event.
It's almost like a memory recorded by light that's being replayed.
Yes, it's something, and then environmental that we don't understand yet creates that thing. You have to be at the right place at the right time to see it, sort of thing. Like an eclipse.
Why do people always say of seeing people they know?
I don't have the answer to that. I really don't. And I don't think that's always the case. Sometimes it's random shit. Well, I don't think that's always the case.
Getting his head with a rock.
When grandma sees her dead husband, and it's always like, well, this is what he was trying to say to me. It's like, is that what he said to you? No, that's not what he said. But that's I know what he. I think people, if ghosts are real, and that's a big if, they kind of like, look for meaning in it, and they kind of make up a whole story about it. I think it's natural for people to do.
Yep.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like let's pretend we live in a world with 100%. Because by the way, I am not 100% convinced, right? But I think it would be natural if I saw a ghost of my grandfather, right? And he was sneering at me, I would probably think he was pretty unhappy with the way I was carrying my life. You know, I would, but he didn't say anything. He just appeared and disappeared. You know, like the one guy I know that I believe that saw a ghost, the one guy, very close friend of mine, he said it disappeared and it popped. You guys all have done videos. You ever take a tape edit and then like you do the disappearing trick where you pause the tape, walk out of the frame, and then re-record it, and it looks like you disappeared? That's what he said it looked like. It just popped.
Yeah.
Gone. There was no smoke or ghostly thing. It was as solid as you and me, and it just went away.
What about seeing future in your dreams, Tommy?
I don't know.
Like, maybe. Have you ever had a dream and then later on you had deja vu about something you felt you dreamed about?
At least I think I did. I don't know for sure. Yes, I've had that. And I always ask myself, was this a memory of a dream? Or am I just fucking, this is what deja vu is, and it's nothing. It's a memory of nothing. I think I had a memory.
Yeah, I've had that multiple times in my life, and I never could explain it. But I don't feel like it's something
that I've had that a million times. I'd say that probably happens to me once a week, I'd say. You know, whereas like, didn't I dream about this? You know, or something like that. But I can never like put my finger on it, and I never can say that was a dream from Tuesday. You know, I think that's why people write down their dreams. So I think it's a false memory. It's a memory of something that never happened, and I just, the only thing I can explain it with is my dream. That's my guess.
Yeah, there's supposed to be like an explanation for deja vu scientifically, but I've had such drastic deja vu that I'm like, I can tell you what's about to happen, and then I will say that to somebody.
I've had that happen too, but I will say this, Boogie. If that's happened to you, more times when I've had that drastic deja vu, more time it didn't come true than it did. There was like one or two times it did, but about the 20th time, 2 out of 50, it didn't happen, even though it was really strong deja vu. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do.
You know when I started having deja vu?
It still feels weird, though.
I started having it when I moved to Germany. Because, but that doesn't make any sense. you know, because the first time I moved here, and then you start thinking, well, was I here once before? Was I a soldier in World War II? Was I a Nazi? Yeah, it crossed my mind.
Can I double back? Finish up. Let me double back to Ghost for one more second and leave everybody with this thought, because I know we're about to wrap it up. Jordy, a family member said recently to me, what if when we die, we have to face the ghosts or the spirits of the animals we killed in this lifetime? Could you fucking imagine how much trouble you and I are in?
It's like the end of Half-Life.
I'm thinking about it.
You made the wrong decision.
I didn't kill all those cows and chickens. I was ate them after they're already dead.
Yeah, it's like the end of Half-Life where they say, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Freeman. And
honestly, if we're only having to face down the animals we've killed, I've only got like three on my conscience, honestly.
Well, I don't know. I've killed a lot with my truck.
Cut that. Yeah, I bet. Thank you very much, everybody, for being a part of Lol Cal Live, the best podcast going. Let other people know what we got going on over here, because I think it's killer. It's killer. Thank you. From Boogie, from Wings, from myself, from Keemstar, from Tupa. Tupa? Is that his name?
Tupa?
Tupa Cabra. Tupa Cabra. Tupa Cabra. Tupa. Thank you very much, and have a great Sunday.